Before we get started, the ushers have some white slips of paper, and some of you may have some, but I just want to make sure everybody has a slip of paper and something to write with. And just hold on to those, because I will tell you what to do with them a little bit later. You know, in the past, and my school of ministry students will appreciate this, in the past, when I've written a message, it's taken me a while to do it, you know, and I'll write and rewrite. And God just dropped this message into my heart yesterday morning about 6:30, and I wrote it in 20 minutes. And I thought I was writing it to share. I'm speaking at a church the end of April outside of the county, and I thought my message was for that. And then I got to work, and Pastor Steve said, could you possibly do the message tomorrow night on short notice? And so I consider it an honor to be here. And what I want to talk to you about is facing your fears. How many of you, I know, have some type of fear in your life? And I had to think back to think what mine might be. And a story came out that I'll share with you before I do the scripture. And I guess I could say I'm afraid of snakes, especially long black snakes. And when we lived on the farm, I had my children out walking one day, and we had 87 acres, and we had gone through the pasture and back into the woods, and there was a little spring back there where you could go get a drink of water, and we walked over to the spring, and here was this long black snake. I know it was 6 feet long. The kids said I exaggerated, but anyway, it was laying there just perfectly still, and I threw a rock to see if it was alive. You know, I thought, it's just laying there perfectly still. It was sunning itself. And when that snake started slithering, my kids told their dad when we went home, that you should have seen Mama run. But then there was another time I was going out of the house carrying something, and I stepped on something soft underfoot. And my husband was standing there, and I looked down, and I guess it was a garden snake, but I'd stepped on it. And I'm going, my voice was totally paralyzed. I couldn't tell him what was there. I could just say, it's a snake. So that was my fear. Scripture I want to share with you tonight is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. And let me turn my timer on here. And the scripture reads, and give you some background, Paul was in Rome. He was in prison, and he was writing to Timothy, who was a young pastor that he had mentored and had laid hands on to ordain, and he was giving him instructions and saying, you know, I want you to throw yourself into your ministry that God has given you. And the scripture says, that is why I remind you to fan into flame the gracious gift of God, that inner fire, the special endowment which is in you through the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. This is my main scripture. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. The abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. That's from the Amplified Bible. You know, the dictionary defines fear as a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, and so forth. Whether the threat is real or imagined, the feeling or condition of being afraid. And I think we all know that fear. Our heart starts pounding out of our chest, we start trembling, we start sweating. Some fear is good because it guides us away from danger. We might be led away from something that could potentially harm us. So a certain amount of healthy fear is good. But there are unhealthy fears that we have and we deal with. And, you know, when we're in fear, those emotions that rise up sometimes give us a fight or flight feeling. I remember one time, again, when I lived in the country, and my husband was a state trooper, and he got called out in the middle of the night because there was a young man who was threatening his family about 3 miles down the road, and he left. And a little bit later, I thought I heard a sound on the front porch, and I remember my heart pounding, and you know, I knew this young man was out wandering around with a gun, and my children were upstairs asleep, you know. And I got up and I thought about it and I went to the closet and searched for our gun. And there was nobody out there. But that it's a terrible feeling to have those emotions, to have that heart pounding, to have that fear. And yet, in that situation, I would have done anything to protect my children. So you've overcome the fears that you have. But when we get into those irrational fears, they can control us. They can bind us. They can immobilize us. They can keep us from doing those God-given gifts or those callings that God has placed on our lives just because we're fearful. And, you know, some of the fears that I thought of as I was writing this is, you know, the fear of heights. I have a healthy fear of heights, I think. I used to have a fear of swinging bridges until I lived on the farm and had to run across one to take care of my sheep. And I got over that real quick. We have a fear of lack sometimes. And that can cause us to overspend because we have this need to have things. That can cause us to hoard. Has anybody ever watched that program, Hoarders? As I've gotten older, I've gotten wiser, and I've learned to declutter a little bit. We can have a fear of being alone. And sometimes that fear of being alone ends up in accepting and settling for unhealthy relationships because that feels better than being alone. We might have a fear of crowds, so we isolate ourselves. On the flip side, we might fear rejection. And so, we don't go out because of that. I used to work in sales for probably 10 years, and they used to call that fear of going out and contacting clients call reluctance. And you couldn't last in sales very long if you had call reluctance. You could just be fearful, afraid to make that phone call, afraid to walk up and open that door and walk in and ask for an appointment. And you'd fail as a salesperson if you didn't have the ability to face that fear. My brother-in-law, who's now 81, lives out in Kentucky, and he taught sales training for many, many years. And I've got these rubber bands on my arms, and he used to, in his sales training sessions, he would give everybody a rubber band. And he said, put it on your arm. And when that fear hits, when that feeling starts coming up that I can't do this, snap out of it. He said, it will remind you to get your focus back where it needs to be. And some of us just need to snap out of it and quit allowing those fears to take over our lives. And I bet if I ask you all here tonight what your fear is, probably everyone has some type of fear, and they're probably all very different. And you know, sometimes you talk about your fears and people look at you like, there must be something wrong with you to be afraid of that. But it's very, very real. And the emotion is very, very strong. And so that's why we're talking about this tonight. Sometimes those things that we fear, we need to bring out and give up. We may have a fear of failure, so we never try. I wrote a story one time about all of the fabric that I have hoarded over the years, talk about hoarding. And I said, you know, I've got some beautiful pieces of fabric that I bought to make this or that or the other. And I think maybe the reason I didn't sew some of it was because I loved the fabric. I loved the feel of it. I loved the color of it. I loved how it felt on my skin. But I feared that if I made it into something, I'd mess it up and then I'd have to throw it away. or not wear it. And so it's just laying there in a box looking pretty, and I need to take care of that. Anybody here ever had a fear of flying that kept you off an airplane? How about that? How about a fear of public speaking? Amen. You know, I have to say that my school of ministry students sort of inspired this message. But you know, a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, when I first started with school of ministry, we had two students who quit after the first month because they feared taking a test. How many of you know we're tested every day? But they feared taking a test. One lady even came to the first test and passed it, but she walked out the door and she said, "I don't have time for this." The fear of taking a test. I worked with a lady when I was first in sales, back in the 90s, worked at a radio station. And she was there as a sales rep, just like I was. She was a registered nurse. She had a good career at the University of Virginia Hospital as a nurse. And I don't know exactly what happened in her career that gave her such a fear of causing someone to die that she quit nursing. And she had to go on disability because she couldn't nurse anymore. And so she was working, as I was, selling advertising rather than doing what apparently, you know, God had called her to do, or she'd had a desire to do at some point in her life. And she wasn't making as much money in sales because she still had that call reluctance sometimes. That fear would take over, and she just couldn't make herself walk in the client's front door. Or she couldn't make herself pick up that telephone and make a call and ask for an appointment. And when I was in sales, I kind of got over that fear of rejection. When you sell weight loss programs and you have to call people on the telephone and offer them a weight loss program and you don't know whether they need it or not, you get hung up on a lot. And I have to admit, I hang up on salespeople too. The list goes on and on and on of those fears that we have. But you know what? Marianne sings, there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And God has given us not that spirit of fear and timidity, but a spirit of power. A spirit of power. The Greek word used there in the scripture is dunamis, dunamis power. It's miraculous power. Miraculous power only comes from our Creator. But we have given that spirit of power. The word spirit there is puyuna. To get that right. The Greek word is puyuna for spirit. And that translates as, from the Greek, a current of air, a breath, a breeze, figuratively a spirit, in the human rational soul. It also refers to Christ's spirit, the Holy Spirit. God has given us a spirit of power through the Holy Spirit living within us. God has given us, again, He's given us a spirit of, well, let me give you a supporting scripture for that. And second-year school ministry students, this will make a lot of sense to you. Acts 1:8, the word says, you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses to tell people about me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. How many of you know we live in the ends of the earth? We're far away from Israel. But we are His disciples right where we are. And He has given us an assignment, just like Timothy had an assignment. And when we let fear control us, we're not walking in our assignment. The scripture goes on to say, he has given us the spirit of power and of love. The agape God kind of love. Romans 5:5 says, this hope, talking about the hope of heaven, will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. If we're doing what we do because of the love that he has showered upon us and because of the love within us that we are supposed to use to love others with that agape God kind of love, then everything is possible through the power of the Spirit within us. And then the scripture goes on to say, he has given us sound judgment, personal discipline, which in the Amplified says the abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. How many of us need some self-control sometimes? The scripture there that I'm using as support scripture comes from Philippians 4:6. And I know you know this one. Don't worry about anything. Worry goes with fear. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. How many of you, when fear starts rising up, remember to stop and pray? Some of us forget. You know, we think, I can do this under my own power. But we can't. We can't do anything under our own power. It also says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And our hearts and minds is where our emotions are, where those feelings are, where our intellect is and our soul. And the verse 13, I have a bracelet with this verse on. It says, for I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. What does all mean? Anything and everything that we are to do, we can do through the power of the Holy Spirit within us that Christ has bestowed upon us. And so what I'm going to do to end, it's not a long message, but it's, I hope, a powerful message. And I just want you to take a few moments to think about what your deepest fears are, the fears that grip you, that immobilize you, the fears that keep you from starting something because you fear that you can't finish it, the fear that keeps you from writing a book or starting a bakery or doing any number of other things because the fear of failure grips you. And I want you to write down those fears. And then in just a minute, Marianne's going to come up and she's going to play that song for us. And I want the prayer team to come forward if any of you need personal prayer for those fears. And, you know, if you don't have a fear and you have something else that you want to lay down, then by all means, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to lay it down. And this might seem a little silly to you. You're probably wondering why this trash can's up here. But there's a shredder here. And I want you to write down those fears. And then I want you to bring those fears to the altar. And I want you to drop them in the shredder, never to be seen again. I'm not going to ask you to lay them down so we can look at them and say, wonder who's afraid of that. These, we could burn them, but we'd set off the fire alarm. And so I brought the shredder over, and I just want you to bring those slips of paper and drop them in that slot in the shredder and hear that little whir and know that those fears are gone. Because I believe that God is here tonight, the Holy Spirit is here tonight, to remove those fears from your minds and your heart, because God has a perfect plan for each and every one of us. And those fears are holding us back. So if you'll go ahead and do that, Marianne's going to start playing, and when you're ready, you can just come up and drop those in. Prayer team, if you'll come up, if anyone needs one-on-one prayer, we'll take care of that. And then once we've gotten rid of all those fears, I'll pray over you.
There's an arm. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Mm-hmm. Oh, power, power, power. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Okay. Yes. How many of you have let it go?
Amen.
For the last time?
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me just pray over you, and if any of you have any prayer requests, please come up and to the prayer team, and I'm going to pray over you, and then you will be dismissed. Father God, I just thank you tonight for the privilege of being here and to be able to share your word. And Father God, I just thank you that hearts have been healed tonight, that fears have been released and shredded, never to be seen again, never to be taken on again, Father God. I just thank you that people are able to step out and to do what you want them to do, Father God, to do what you would have them to do, Father God, to follow their dreams, to follow their calling without those irrational fears that keep holding them back. Father God, we just thank you because you have given us power. Your power and your love and the soundness of mind that we have that only comes from you, Father God. The peace that passes all understanding that comes from you, Father God. We can do all things yes. through you yes. who give us strength, yes. Father God.
Yes.
We just ask you to, when fear tries to overtake us, Father God, that you allow us to just snap out of it. And if it takes a rubber band on the wrist to do it, Father God, then so be it. We are going to snap out of it and walk in freedom, freedom from bondage, freedom from those chains of fear. And Father God, in closing, I just thank you and ask you to bless each and every one here tonight and give them safe travels as they go home tonight, Father God, and allow them to know how very much you love them and how much you protect them and how much you provide for them in every way beyond all that we can imagine. And for that, we give you thanks and praise in the blessed name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the powerful one. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight.